Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it on!
All right, good morning, Southern Middle Tennessee. It's Wednesday morning. It's a little cloudy out there. Not sure how the day is supposed to go. Maybe a little rain, maybe a little sunshine.
All sunny, it appears.
All sunny all day, says Clayton. My name is Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York, has not joined us yet. We'll see if he joins us here in a few minutes or whether it's maybe an election commission meeting day. Regular special guest, dude, native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart. How you doing, man?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, I got an early morning message from Ron. Let me see if I can find it here. Ron is thinking about what's going on at Columbia University and the Palestinian, the pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine protesters and the Jewish protesters or the Jewish victims of protest. I guess it would be more apt to talk about it. But at any rate, Ron writes, Speaker Mike Johnson met with Jewish students under siege at Columbia by disruptive anti-Israel protests that have become dangerously anti-Semitic. The Palestinian kids simply refused to countenance the Jewish kids. Today, Columbia pro-Palestinian students rejected a two-campus solution. There we go. You know, who'd ever thought that this would happen in America? But yet it has. And so these folks are not just they're not just in favor of Palestine. They are anti-Western, and they want to destroy Western civilization.
Oh, they particularly are anti-Jewish. I mean, this is wild stuff. I mean, who would have ever thought in 2024 in America you'd have this much hate towards Jewish people? I mean, it's just...
Especially, and it's funded by George Soros, Open Society, this group that does it. And you can tell it's funded by someone. Anytime you see consistent signs, you know, no one... If you have, you know, 1,000 people meet in the square and they all bring signs, they're not all the same font and theme, right? That's how you can always tell there's money behind it. So I think that, you know, instead of the FBI looking at January 6th and planting people there, I think they probably need to look into planting to keep an eye on this thing. I think this is a lot more dangerous potentially to America than this January 6th, the group of Duck Dynasty guys walking through the Capitol. It's a little bit different where these guys have death to America type of mindset. So,
yeah, it's not good. Who would ever thought it happened in the United States of America? Such an open anti-Semitism. And
well, you know, the thing about too, you have to understand, you try to separate this thing. Obviously, it's both sides. Like Biden said, there's probably good people on both sides.
Yeah, of course, can you believe he said that?
Moment for him.
That's just incredible.
The media just completely go, you know, I can't. It's the old. And then Biden does something, cannibals or whatever. Oh, he's just so cute. I mean, it's a very important moment for him, very emotional. They always explain his stuff away, you know. And then Trump makes a phone call to the Ukrainian president, you know, kind of question about the Biden thing and Burisma, and also they want to handcuff him and impeach him for that. I mean, it's just such a double standard. I think most Americans see it, hopefully. I just don't know which media you watch. You know, that's the scary part. If you don't, you know, Mr. York comes on here and he acts like he just doesn't hear any of this other side. You know, they scoff over it in a big, big way. I don't know. There was a juror being who walked out of the Trump trial because she couldn't do it. She was interviewed by ABC News. So Fox does the whole interview where she says, the reporter asks her, do you think Trump can get a fair trial? She goes, no. Okay, full stop there. We watch ABC, CBS News, same interview, and they don't put the part at the end where do you think Trump can get a free trial? They edit that. that would be a classic example of journalism just determining what's going to be on the air and what's not going to be on the air. And it's just, that was, how do you leave that clip off?
Because you they know? Are the true enemy of the people.
Right.
Yeah, that's and the truth.
It's really sad.
The media is the enemy of the people. There's no doubt about that. And this woman had been excused from the jury?
Yeah, if you watch it, yeah, she'd been, well, not excused, she just, I think she couldn't do it. Too much pressure for her, et cetera. And then the ABC woman called her outside. It was long interview. What do you do? I'm a nurse. And all these little, you know, frivolous things make ABC, NBC, CBS's news clip. And at the end, she says, you know, what you see in there, do you think Trump will get a fair trial? She goes, no, like that. So Fox show, Jesse Waller shows it. I don't know how they got it. I guess they got the full clip somewhere. And then you look at the, you know, I always look at all the news. I really do. I like Mr. York. I look at NBC, CBS. I look, you know, I flip through all of it, you know, see what they're doing. You can just see it if you you know, you guys have been around the news long enough to know what they do and how they do it, right? So you know the facts, you know how they cover up the facts, how they spin the facts. I think it's helpful to all of us to have the enemy playbook, and that's really what you're getting, is seeing how they do these type of things. But that moment where she said no, he can't get a fair trial, was a poignant moment, and they cut it out of all the major news services.
Yeah, there's some things going on in that trial that are highly irregular. The evidence that's being admitted is normally you're not allowed to introduce any evidence of prior bad acts or prior crimes. And, you know, I've been in situations where I've got a fellow sitting there in the defendant's chair who's got 13 prior convictions for burglary, and he's being tried now on his 14th burglary charge. But you can't mention those prior 13 burglary convictions, and there are good reasons for that. Each alleged act is should be tried based on its own evidence, not based on what the defendant's done in the past. This just creates an unfair situation that's not with due process. Because it's possible that that 14th burglary allegation, he just may not have actually done it, you know. And again, innocent until presumed innocent until proven guilty. So that's the way that works.
You know, what they're doing is messing. If I understand the case, and I follow it closely, you're a lawyer. No one, if you ask the Democrat, what is the crime? What are they? They'll say hush money. They'll say, Storm Daniel. They don't know what the case is.
It's not illegal to have a non-disclosure agreement with your mistress. It's just not.
Right. And they got this guy, for me, which is good because I write humor, named Pecker, which will be fun next week probably, of the National Enquirer, talks about, I mean, the what they're trying to say is because of Stormy Daniels thing that they did, it was election interference by paying money to her to be quiet, right? And what the prosecution did is set Pecker up there and show that he'd done this 5, 6, 7 times before, like going back to 2005 or whatever, with a doorman who's going to tell somebody he knocked up the maid in the Trump Tower and Karen McDougal or whatever. And, you know, he'd done it before. So there's a pattern here, right? So it's not election interference if you'd normally done it in the past. So I don't quite understand why they're, you know, why the prosecution's putting up this previous acts. It shows a pattern of doing this. And what the crux of their case, I understand, is this is unusual, done right before an election. You know, if it's ever election interference, why is it not Hunter Biden's laptop? Why is it not this Russian hoax with the Steele dossier? You know, these aren't election interference things. Are you kidding me? You know, Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones $800,000 in hush money. I mean, that, before the election, in and around the election. I mean, it's just an absolute farce, but they may spin a jury around that hates Trump so much in New York City that they may convict him. Well, they're afraid not to convict him and walk down the streets of New York and get one of those mobs.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ron. And again, though, those prior bad acts are just not supposed to be admitted. And if you think they're bad acts, but they're not supposed to be admitted yet. This judge is going to, seems like he's going to admit them, and I'm not sure where that's going to move the ball. I don't know if a New York appellate court would care, would reverse on that basis. We'll just see.
That's the problem. Your appeal.
It's a very irregular trial. I'll put it that way.
It's a patched together trial of FEC rules and you know the RICO statutes and all this. They just patched a little bit together of everything. And the average person who serves on jury duty maybe once in their whole life. They don't know what the law is. They're told by the grand when they're being interviewed in the grand jury. They got one person telling them what to do. It's the prosecutor. You remember that, Delke? You're like, you know, a DA or FBI or prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich, right? I mean, they're in all these big marble buildings and men in suits. They seem to know what they're talking about. Who goes against that, right? So they can pretty much do what they want to do. And people are told this is a law. And then the defense attorneys sometimes come off as swarmy, trying to fight these type of things, unprecedented. I would ask how many cases like this have ever been filed. I would argue zero.
And that's my information that nothing's ever been charged like that. I certainly never heard of anything like this before.
Yeah, me either. It's totally unprecedented.
It just appears to me that there, when I say they, I'm talking about the left, isn't going to be satisfied until Trump's either in jail or dead. It's one or the other. They're not going to be happy or satisfied.
Well, they don't want to run, right? They want to damage the campaign. And, you know, everybody knows, kind of baked in the cake, kind of in the brochure that Trump's a scoundrel, scallywag when it comes to women and has been over the years, single guy, not single guy, Marla Maples, you know, Ivanka. I mean, he's led a tabloid life. And he's told this stuff on obviously Access Hollywood and Howard Stern show. This is, and in a way, it's what a lot of people like about him. He turns around these patrician Republicans that are like the Mitt Romneys who are sanctimonious, and Mike Pence who are sanctimonious. But the reality is that endears himself to people, and they kind of like him. And they're the blacks, if African Americans these days, they kind of like that he's been arrested. It's women in a big gold condo in New York and flashy. That kind of appeals to them.
Yeah,
he brags about money.
Well,
sounds like a rap song.
Clayton, I found a message from the president. I think his name is Volodymyr. It's not Volodymyr. President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Zelensky
from Ukraine.
Vladimir. Is that it? Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine. Yeah. Here's his message after the after the Congress of the United States passed $60 billion in new aid to Ukraine. Here's President Zelensky's reaction.
I'd like to thank Speaker Mike Johnson. I call him my little bitch for sending us more money so we can buy more mansions and yachts and cocaine. I love cocaine. I was actually running out of cocaine until the speaker decided to betray his party and send us all these billions of dollars. Now I will call El Chapo and get a freaking ton of delicious cocaine delivered straight to me big, beautiful mansion. As the great American comedian Dave Chappelle once said, I'm rich, bitch.
There we go, President Zelensky. Ron, I could talk for hours about how wrong it is that we're sending more money to Ukraine. But that, I think, says it all. Because like all good humor, as you well know, it rings true.
Well, it's based on a false premise that if we don't stop them in Ukraine, they're going to go into NATO countries. Putin's scared to death of NATO countries. He will not touch a NATO country. So they go, if we don't stop him here, this is not like Hitler marching through Poland and Austria, 1939. This is different. He's not going to NATO. He's scared to death of NATO.
Yeah, Mike,
he's proved himself a
Mike Johnson
tiger. He's barely Ukraine.
Yeah, Mike Johnson gets on national TV and says, that Putin's going to invade Poland next and all this. That is just, there is nothing available in public, intelligence information that I can find that suggests that. There is nothing in Russian history that suggests that's what Putin wants to do.
Jeff, you remember Vietnam? We lost 53,000 Americans over this domino. If we don't stop them at the DMZ in North Korea, North Vietnam comes over to South Vietnam. If we don't stop them there, they're going to roll over. Well, we didn't stop them there, and they didn't roll over anybody.
That's so true, Ron. All right, let's take a break and come back.
trucks of today are among the most dependable and luxurious vehicles in America, and Parks Motor Sales has them all. Find excellent deals on the Buick LaCrosse, Cascada, and Regal. Parks has SUVs, the Encore, Enclave, and Envision. Their exceptional staff can help you find your best fit with financing for your budget. For a vehicle that has everything, experience the new Buick. For a dealer that has everything, experience Parks Motor Sales. Visit 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Hi, this is Dr. Wendy Tuohy from the Dr. Gill Center. Are you suffering from knee pain despite trying usual medications and injections? If this is you, I have great news. Most common causes of knee pain are degeneration due to aging, injury, or repeated stress. In our office, we offer decompression for the knee, which increases range of motion and decreases pain in arthritic and degenerative knees. Studies have shown that this type of mechanical traction can be more effective than conventional methods alone. Initial exam and x-rays, $39. Call mepainfree.com or 615-551-9224.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
Back. Three dudes with a view. My name's Elf Kennedy. I am dude number three, dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York, is not with us. I'm guessing he has an election commission meeting, something like that going on. Excuse me. We will look forward to having him back tomorrow. Regular special guest dude, of course, dude number two, Clayton Harris. Regular special guest dude, Dave's son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. All right, folks. We're in a situation where Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine's little bitch Mike Johnson, having promised as Republican Speaker of the House that there would be no aid for Ukraine unless the border was addressed first. There would be no renewal of the FISA spying on Americans without a warrant bill unless the situation was addressed at our border. He just said no, he wasn't going to do those things, and the Republican Party, I think, definitely supports supported the Republicans supported, you know, no spying on Americans without a warrant, so no FISA renewal without a warrant provision. They supported doing something about the border before wasting another $60 billion on Ukraine. And President Johnson promised to do just those things. And Speaker Johnson promised to do just those things. And then he changed his mind. Now, it's important to note here that our own representative, Andy Ogles, I think has reflected the will of this district. He said no FISA, no spying on Americans without a warrant, and so no FISA. He voted against FISA renewal on that basis. He also voted against the $60 billion for Ukraine. I think that reflects the will of this district. That's how people in this area feel. The vast majority feel that way, have that position. Yet Speaker Johnson, and I think that's true of Republicans probably across the country, yet Republican Speaker Johnson betrayed us. And it is an act of betrayal because he promised he wouldn't do these things and then just turned around and did them. Now, we've got a little clip from Speaker Johnson here trying to explain why he betrayed us. And he says, well, he got into a secret. The context of this is he got into a secret briefing in one of these skiffs, whatever those things are, you know, these sealed rooms where nobody can spy or that kind of thing. And he gets the secret briefing from the CIA, the FBI, all the other intelligence agencies. And he says what he saw in there convinced him that we had to have FISA without warrant. We had to have more aid for Ukraine because Russia wasn't going to stop at Ukraine. They were going to go on from Ukraine to Poland and into Eastern Europe and all this kind of stuff. And I'm going to play this clip, though. This is a man that the backdrop of this is we've got all these stories going around out there that about how the FBI and the CIA threatened to put child pornography on the computers of those who are not doing what those politicians who are not bending to their will. We've even got one account of where 30 years or so ago that the CIA compelled a politician to have sex with a boy and filmed it, a male politician, and filmed it and held it against him as blackmail. That's out there on the internet. I don't know how much of it is true, but one thing I can tell you, listen to Speaker Johnson. The fear of God has been put in him. He is trembling. He is scared to death. Play it, Clayton.
and hear what I believe to be the right thing. I think providing lethal aid to Ukraine right now is critically important. I really do. I really do believe the intel and the briefings that we've gotten that I believe Xi and Vladimir Putin and Iran really are an axis of evil. I think they're in coordination on this. I think that Vladimir Putin would continue to march through Europe if he were allowed. I think he might go to the Balkans next. I think he might have a showdown with Poland or one of our NATO allies. To put it bluntly, I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys. My son is going to begin in the Naval Academy this fall. This is a live fire exercise for me, as it is so many American families. This is not a game. It's not a joke. We can't play politics of this. We have to do the right thing. And I'm going to allow an opportunity for every single member of the House to vote their conscience and their will on this. And I think that's the way this institution is supposed to work. And I'm willing to take personal risk for that, because we have to do the right thing, and history will judge us.
This is beyond rationality, Ron. And they then the Democrats in the House, after passing the $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, waved Ukrainian flags on the floor of the House. Waved Ukrainian flags. What is the compulsion to provide this massive aid for Ukraine is beyond visible rational explanation.
Yeah, it's a way to feed the military-industrial complex, the murder industry, the worldwide murder industry. I mean, they sometimes justify it by saying, well, they're going to buy the arms from the United States. And they got all these – anytime you have a bad decision, it starts with a bad premise. I always say this about Mr. York sometimes. You start with this false premise, you come to wrong conclusions. The false premise here is that somehow Putin would continue to go from a non-NATO country. And by the way, Ukraine didn't get into NATO because they're corrupt. They couldn't verify their veracity on the banking system, they have many oligarch system over there. They're very, that's where, Burisma and Hunter Biden did their shenanigans, where Manafort did his shenanigans. It's always been an ATM for the Democrats and Republicans, but it's been a honey hole for corruption for years, right? So they didn't get in NATO because of that. And as a result, now they want money. They're saying, well, and basically they fought, to their credit, fought Putin and Russia to pretty much a stalemate in eastern Ukraine, and all this, been a lot of destruction. They pretty much fought, which has revealed Russia as a bunch of drunks, and they aren't motivated, and he sends prisoners to the front line over there. Putin does, and does all these things to fight this war, and he doesn't look very strong. So you got a weak enemy. It wasn't like Hitler during World War II, where he's marching through there with these massive armies that are well funded and well organized, with an evil intent. I mean, this is an argument, and Tucker's tried to make it, that you can argue Eastern Ukraine should be could be a part of Russia. I mean, they speak Russian over there. There's some legacy there in terms of that happening. I'm not excusing what he's done. That's not how you do it. But what he's doing here is just it's not that terrible to the world. If they want to fight, they can fight. But I don't know why American taxpayers have to pay for it. Right? We got $34 trillion debt. And if you do the math, only half the country pays taxes. 320 million people. Only half the country pays taxes. That $90 billion bill was about $565 per taxpayer. That's what you just paid to Ukraine and Israel. $562. Is it worth it to you? In a world where your costs have gone up $11,000 under Biden with his inflation and all the things he's put upon us, another $560 per taxpayer is what this bill cost us. Is it worth it to you? Maybe I'll just have the choice that every person on the tax return, I'll have a little box they can check. Say, send $560 to Ukraine. I think if you did that, it'd be different. Other people's money in Washington, D.C. can be very intoxicating. And, I don't know what got through Johnson, what's in his mind. He's up there in D.C. where defense contractors in every hallway, every lobbyist, every party is the defense industry. The same one that Eisenhower, who was a part of the military in a big way, warned us of, in the 50s. So to me, I'm a little disappointed. The problem is he's got such a thin majority there. He's got to kind of do that. And I'll guarantee you one thing, Clayton, he cut a deal with the Democrats. I will pass the Ukraine-Israel bill, but if Marjorie Taylor Greene comes after me, I need 5 votes. I need 8 votes. I need 10 votes. And Hakeem Jeffries guaranteed him those votes if he passes bill.
You know, I think you're probably right. There is absolutely nothing available publicly. You know, I didn't get the secret briefing, but, you know, we get a lot of reports in the press and, you know, online, wherever, of, you know, what's going on. And a lot of time intelligence leaks are out there. There is nothing in the public view that suggests that Russia has any ambition beyond eastern Ukraine. Donbass.
And the last private briefing that we heard about was that Saddam Hussein had yellow cake and weapons of mass destruction, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so can you say weapons of mass destruction?
Exactly. These guys are 0 for like 7. And the thing is, they got a hammer, you look for a nail. If you're the CIA, you're the military, you look for war, right? And someone has to temper this. It's been more than, it's kind of funny. The Democrats used to be the ones that were peace and love and no war, etc. Now they're loving the war. I mean, they're all about it. And there's some Republicans, more libertarian, like Massey of Kentucky and others like that, Rand Paul, that, you know, that just take a temperature as they go slowly. Are our national interests at stake? And in the case of Ukraine, It's not the least bit at stake.
Speaking of Representative Massey of Kentucky, and apparently you knew, I didn't know anything about him until he made a statement here a couple of days ago, well, yesterday, as a matter of fact. But he's Representative Thomas Massey. He's a member of Congress from our neighbor state, Kentucky. And I guess he's on the Intel committee, maybe. At any rate, he was in that secret briefing with Mike Johnson. Now, Mike Johnson didn't talk about the renewal of the Spying on Americans Without a Warrant, a.k.a. FISA Act, but that was all bundled up in the same briefings by the CIA, the FBI, and whatnot. And apparently Representative Massey had the appropriate clearance where he also could participate in those briefings. Well, guess what? Representative Massey has publicly said that CIA, FBI could not present one example of a thwarted terrorist attack using these spying on Americans without warrants. You know, not one. And yet Mike Johnson thinks it's imperative that be renewed, that FISA, that Americans can be spied on without a warrant, despite what the Constitution says, and that Ukraine needs aid despite any discernible facts.
The government power over us, right? FISA warrants was the genesis of the Russian hoax. Carter Page and all the people they spied on in the Trump campaign. I mean, it gives them an inordinate power to spy on people, and they just pretend there's a crime. Oh, Trump's, they'll say something. All the judges up there in D.C. are friendly. They're all Democrats, right? So you've seen what the judges are like in the Trump trials. They're just completely pawns in this scheme. So they go before them, they get these fake files. And then, like you said, they probably get something on their opponents. I mean, most of these Republicans are probably scared to death to go up against the and Schumer said it one time in an interview. I don't know if you remember this. Schumer said on one of the legacy media stations that, man, you don't mess with the CIA and the FBI. Talk about Trump.
Yeah.
He said they have ways to get you every way to Sunday, I think is what he said.
Six ways to Sunday, yeah.
Six ways to Sunday. I mean, that was just a stark warning on TV that you don't mess with them. So they're building this big wall around themselves up there, and hopefully Trump dismantles it when he gets up there. I mean, he's seen the brunt of it. So, I mean, what he needs to do is cut the FBI in half, move the offices to the regions. It would help the country, and they don't need to be concentrated in D.C. You need to – each agency should come in there and say, okay, here's what we do, here's why we do it, and here are our accomplishments, you know, this year. You know, I wrote one time, and I was scared to write it, the FBI has an $8 billion budget, $8 billion budget. They had 10,000 convictions that year. That was last year, year before. 10,000. That's $800,000 per conviction. Often they're like 1 month in jail, like Papadopoulos, or, you know, 1 year in jail. And these, you know, 5 years in, you know, federal prison in Alabama. These aren't huge. I mean, they're not like busting up terrorist rings and you know, pedophile rings or anything like that. So that's $800,000 per conviction. That doesn't count the DOJ's cost to prosecute. It doesn't cost the cost of imprisonment. It doesn't, you know, so you're talking about well over $1 million per customer. Are we willing to pay that? And we wonder why we're in debt.
I had a front row seat for 25 years, Rod. It makes no sense. We got more federal law enforcement than we need, much more. All right, let's take a break and come back. We're not getting banged for our buck.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Alert, alert! Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has a huge announcement. We're expanding our service center to get you in and out quicker than ever. That's right, 5 new service bays to get your vehicle back on the road. Don't drive a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. It doesn't matter. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes or models. More service, less time. Only at Columbia Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Family owned and operated.
You can count on us.
Attention radio listeners. Mother's Day is around the corner. So are graduations, confirmations, birthdays, and more. This is Jenny at Tillis Jewelry, and we are here to help. Not only have we created a fun new collection of birthstone stack rings handmade in-house, but if you get here in time, we can even get special items made in time for your event. Ask us about our posh new travel jewelry case, available for a limited time. Tillis Jewelry, your friendly hometown jewelers at 105 West 7th Street in Columbia.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Heller Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Heller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyheller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Announcing two big days of celebration at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Columbia Paint and Wall Covering's brand new Spring Hill location at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, April 24th. Everyone is invited. On Thursday, April 25th at 11 a.m., Contractor Appreciation Day. Refreshments served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering has a long-standing reputation for outstanding customer service. Locally owned and family operated since 1946. Zach Maddox is now the third generation owner and operator, following his grandfather, Ralph Maddox, and his father, Zeke Maddox. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering offers a full line of paints featuring Benjamin Moore, window treatments, wallpaper, and so much more. That's 11 a.m., April 24th and 25th. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering's ribbon cutting, grand opening, and contractor appreciation celebrations. 2001 Campbell Station Parkway in Spring Hill, just off Highway 31 North, next to the Spring Hill Academy and Preschool. Give them a call, 931-674-1985, or visit Columbia Paint and Wall Covering online at paintcolumbia.com.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. Call us at 931-269-9520, 931-269-9520, or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Some people are just obsessed with their lawns. They'd cut their grass with a pair of scissors if they could. Thanks to Gravely, they don't have to. You see, Gravely makes not only the best built and most comfortable lawnmowers, but they also leave your house looking like a doggone country club. So whether you're a commercial landscaper wanting the best or just a perfectionist homeowner, you can't do better than a Gravely.
See our full line of Gravely products at Murray County Equipment, 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia, Tennessee, or check us out on Facebook.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing.
All right, we're back. Three Dudes with a View. My name's Delk Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Miss York has not joined us this morning. I hope he's well. I haven't heard anything. So I assume he's probably at election commission meeting, something like that. And hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow. Regular special guest dude, Ron Hart, native son, favorite son of Columbia. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Ron, the big news around here, maybe in Chattanooga as well, is that yesterday, the state House and Senate passed a bill which would allow teachers to go armed in schools. Now, if you listen to the publicity on this thing, particularly the loony left, you think that you know, today every teacher in Murray County has gone down to King's Firearms and armed themselves, and that gunfire and guns are in every classroom in the county. And the protesters, the usual loony left, Justin Jones and crew, and the loony left just went into hysterics at the state capitol. The state troopers had to remove them from the gallery so they could conduct business. And it's just not going to work that way, Clayton, Ron. They for a teacher to carry a firearm, they have to go through a 40-hour course. They have to have a psychiatric evaluation. They have to have the permission, I think, of the chief law enforcement officer, the sheriff, the school superintendent, and the principal. And I'll venture to say there's not a teacher in Murray County that's going to care to go through that process, and that zero teachers in Murray County will go through the process and become armed teachers. Now, if you go down to Wayne County, they don't care. I imagine all the teachers down there are already armed, you know, and they don't care about the qualifications. You know, everybody in Wayne County carries a gun, so that it doesn't, they're not going to pay a whole lot of attention to that. I used to prosecute down in Wayne County, and they were an armed and vigilant citizenry, that's for sure. I think that's the way that's going to shake out, but.
Yeah, I like the idea of doing that. There's the media kind of covered it up. There was a case in Mississippi, I think Neshoba, Mississippi, where a shooter came to a high school and one of the assistant principals had a gun in his car, and he was going, you know, through the school. He went out to this car, got the gun, came in and shot the guy. Probably saved 5, 8, 6 lives or whatever by doing that. Of course, that gets buried. It's not the narrative that they want to put out there about guns, but you know, I tell you what, an assistant principal, football coach, yeah, with a gun at a school, ex-Marine, ex-military person at a school,
with a gun gives me comfort. It's not a problem. And of course, you got to keep it locked up during the day. They got to address that piece out. You can't just be sitting on their desk or during a class. Certainly discipline would be a lot better if it was. People wouldn't mouth off to them. But yeah, one or two people with a gun inside the school, I think it's a good idea. And let's try it. If it doesn't work, you know, then stop trying it. But I like the idea of them trying this thing. And my kids were at school, and there was an honest, good person, ex-military or ex, you know, first responder or police type person or football coach or whatever with a gun. I like the idea of that.
Well, you know, Yeah, I mean, generally, I agree with you, Ron, but I doubt, at least in Murray County, that any teacher will go through all the hoops and or perhaps be able to obtain all the approvals necessary, the sheriff, school superintendent, the principal, the psychiatric evaluation, 40 hours of coursework. I seriously doubt that any teacher in Murray County is going to do that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got another guy that shot the second guy in on Bin Laden. He was a Navy SEAL, second guy in on Bin Laden. He was raised in Alaska, and he's only like 40-something years old now. And he said that, in his town in Alaska, where he's in high school, he bought an AR from one of his history teacher, and he brought the money to school. The history teacher gave him the AR. He put it in his locker and took it home that evening. So that was just, you know, 25 years ago.
Oh, I
mean, he tells that story in his book.
Oh, my son, I remember well. He, you know, I mean, he's 40 now, but just a few short years ago when he was going to BGA, you know, he had a shotgun in the rear window of his pickup truck, would park it up there in the BGA parking lot, you know. Drive it up there every day.
And the irony of what the left has done with guns is they continue to focus on the law-abiding citizen who has guns and tries to get the guns from them without any deference being paid to the thugs that have the guns. The mental health there's two people that really are the problem: mental health, and they got their precious HIPAA laws, right? So they're gonna have to be willing to bend on the HIPAA laws, because I wrote about this week. The cannibals, you know, it'll come out this afternoon, Del, about the cannibal statement that Biden said that his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
Uncle Posey.
Uncle Posey. And I say in there that Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, is our famous cannibal in America, and his family knew, you know, he had a cannibal issue because he laughed at all the wrong things in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, mate.
So, you know, most family members know when someone's a little on the edge, a little edgy. And so if a teacher needs 40 hours of training and psychological evaluation, we can at least have families have maybe a confidential line to the FBI or the TBI or something about, a nephew or uncle or cousin who's really, you know, has threatened people or has maybe a gun issue, and they go out and take. I mean, that's where the real issue is. It's not law. They turn their sights to law-abiding citizens every time there's a gun shooting. Those aren't the ones doing it.
No, and of course, Clayton's about to. Clayton, do you think any teacher in Murray County is going to actually go through all those hoops or could get the necessary approval?
Yeah, I mean, I think. I mean, just off the top of my mind, when you were talking about it earlier, I'd say maybe of all the ones I know, maybe one or two would attempt to go through all that.
Yeah. Well,
all you need. There's a shooting in the school. The most vulnerable time is when it begins and when the cops get there. And it's going to be at least 7, 9, 10, 20, 30 minutes for cops to get there. And that is the most vulnerable time. So if a teacher has a gun, you know, that he can neutralize it very quickly. And so that's when the school's the most vulnerable, is 0 to 12 minutes.
Meantime.
Right?
Yeah. Meantime, let's play, Clayton, let's play that clip of the, now listen, we've got the clip of the Earth Day celebration down in Memphis last weekend.
We do.
420, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
good neighborhoods too. It's kind of unfortunate.
Yep, just an Earth Day celebration in Memphis, Tennessee. There you go. Two dead, 17 wounded.
I think 650 have been shot in Chicago's year to date. We're not even halfway through the year yet. 650 have been shot up there. No talk about that. When these people talk about crimes and guns and stuff, they don't talk about that. You know, that's racial, or that's off the table somehow. Talk about the shootings in Memphis and Atlanta and Chicago. It's just, you know, when it gets hot, tempers flare. So most of the shootings are in the summer anyway. So there'll be well over 1,500 shootings this year.
Yep,
in Chicago.
Of course, those Looney Tunes in the Capitol yesterday, they're not a bit concerned about this, or if they have any concerns, they're going to say gun control is the solution. Well, let me tell you something. And I was an assistant public defender down in Memphis for 2 years. It's been 30 years ago, 1989 and 90. 100% of the guns you just heard are stolen guns. They were either stolen by the people who were shooting them, or they were bought on the street by the people shooting them from people who stole them. Those are stolen guns. Gun control does, you know, if you steal a gun, there's no law stopping you from having that gun. There's no registration. There's no background check. You just do $25 or $100 on the street and you got yourself a gun, or you break into a car and you steal a gun, or you break into a house and steal a gun. Those are stolen guns you just heard. There's no amount of gun control or common sense gun control, because there's no common sense among those shooters right there.
And all the regulations that Washington, D.C. puts on car manufacturers, on these EVs and electrical and all this stuff, they need to have a lockup place for guns. I mean, that's the real issue. Like, I think 70% of guns and crimes are stolen out of cars. And then I bought a Yukon. I used to have a little compartment. It used to call it the 007 compartment. It would go up. I put my gun in there. You could lock it, valet lock it, et cetera. I had to order from a family up in Iowa who does this specialty, you know, steel casing lock for my guns from my Yukon. They stopped doing that. And I asked them why. They said, well, they keep calling in to OnStar and they forget their code and it was a pain to us or whatever. So they stopped doing this lockup thing. But I think all cars, I mean, certainly trucks and big cars, should have a place to lock up your gun. So that if they cared, they truly cared about stopping crime, they would put it in there. It was hard to get in there too. You had to have it fitted, and it was they needed to design it in there with just a key or a thumbprint or something to get your gun. So that would cut down probably half or more than half the stolen guns out of cars. You can crack a window of a car, but you can't get in that steel casing to get that gun.
Yeah, it wasn't built into the car, but I had a little safe metal case that I worked with my fingerprint. Keep a pistol in. And I did that when I was assistant United States attorney, because there were people out there who were looking for me. I don't anymore. I don't carry a gun in my truck. It was a little steel case that put my fingers on there, read my fingerprints, and it would open up.
And I think in the state legislation, I think you can get a safe for your gun if you make application to the state. I heard the Voices for a Safer Tennessee made a presentation to us, the Covenant High School, some dad over there, and he said basically they're either proposing legislation or there's current legislation out there.
All right, we're out of here. Tomorrow, man.